Well, good evening, everyone. It's 18:30, so I'll make a start. Welcome to this meeting of the Cabinet on Monday, the 20th of November, 2023. I'll move straight on to the agenda. Item one, apologies for absence. I don't believe there are any. Great, okay, that's good. Any declarations of interest? No declarations of interest. Can I welcome you as well, Stephen? I forgot, you're right next to me, so welcome on Zoom, Stephen Fitzgerald.
Thank you.
Right. Item three is to approve as a correct record the public minutes of the meeting held on the 23rd of October, 2023. I'll move them as a correct record. Do I have a seconder? All those in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you. Item five, forward plan. Chief Executive.
Thank you, Leader. This is the forward plan right the way through to the 31st of March next year from the 1st of December this year. Happy to take any questions on the forward plan, Leader.
Thank you, Andy. Any questions? Can we note that then? Yeah. Thank you. Item six is the Procurement Improvement Action Plan. I think, Sean, you're going to present this, please.
Yes, thank you, Leader. So the report provides an overview of analysis which was undertaken on Procurement Council spend for the last financial year. It analyses the amount of money that's been paid by the Council to settle supplier accounts where a procurement process could be applied. The Council's full spend is shown in the 2022-23 accounts and includes other expenditure such as payroll costs. The spend analysis shows over 8.1 million being spent across the year, with over 830,000 of this spent within the borough. This figure is based upon the location of suppliers' offices, and this makes no indication towards the local social value. Some examples include the leisure and grounds maintenance contracts, which are referenced at paragraph 5.2.3. A total of 7.3 million has been spent outside of East Staffordshire, and again, this figure is also based on the location of suppliers' offices. Paragraph 5.2.5 details how the report undertook location analysis. We used the town hall in Burton as a base point for this, and there's also a selection of maps to help visualise the distances in Appendix 1. Spend within existing contracts is estimated at over 5.1 million, and this equates to 63% of the Procurement Council's spend. Paragraph 5.3.3 details the top three largest existing contracts, and further details can be found again in Appendix 1 at Tab 2. Non-contractual spend totaled approximately 3 million across the year, with the largest three categories detailed at paragraph 5.3.5. And again, using the filters in Appendix 1, there's a further breakdown of this. The total utility spend for the Council is detailed at paragraph 5.3.6. Moving on to section 6 of the report, this introduces the Procurement Improvement Action Plan. This got details on how the Council will undertake an annual rolling spend analysis, identify trends in spending patterns, and highlight opportunities for potential improvement. This section also highlights how the Council will use the spend information to maximise opportunities for local businesses to work with ASBC in the future. Section 6.2 discusses the procurement policy with plans to align to the new procurement bill due in October 2024. This also highlights the plan to maximise local procurement opportunities through direct engagement events such as Meet the Buyer, with one of these having taken place 2 weeks ago. The proposed Procurement Improvement Action Plan can be seen in Section 6.3, with objectives and timeframes clearly set out until October 2024. And there's only one recommendation from the report, which is to agree the proposed Procurement Improvement Action Plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. I'm conscious that members have seen this report before, but I'll give you a last chance. Any questions or comments? No? I think Sean actually read out the recommendation, which is right at 14, just that one recommendation. So I'll move that. Is that seconded? Councillor Hawkins, all those in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you, colleagues. Move on to item seven, which is phase one locations for delivering off-street public charging points for EV vehicles. Sharon, please.
Thank you, Leader.
Leader. The purpose of this report is to identify a shortlist of potential locations for installing publicly accessible off-street electric vehicle charging points across East Staffordshire. With EV ownership rapidly rising, additional charging infrastructure is crucial to support residents transitioning to EVs, especially those households without off-street parking and that lack home charging access. Approximately 32% of East Staffordshire households do not currently have off-street parking. Installing more EV charging points aligns with the SBC's corporate priorities of fostering economic prosperity and developing a Green New Deal by supporting the uptake of low-carbon technologies. Additionally, it works to meet the specific corporate target ECC05 to investigate and identify locations for delivering a minimum of 4 EV off-street charging points. The report recommends continuing to work in partnership with Staffordshire County Council to utilise Government EV Infrastructure, or LEVI, funding, which will provide capital funding to develop charging infrastructure across the county from 2024 to 2028. The report contains a comprehensive long list of 58 potential sites for hosting EV charging points on ESBC land, including car parks, leisure centres and community facilities. Additionally, a number of potential parish and town council sites have also been considered. Please refer to Appendix 1 for the full list of sites. 12 sites are also shortlisted as particularly viable based on existing infrastructure, regeneration plans and the proximity to households lacking off-street parking. The shortlist provides a good geographic spread across Burton, Uttoxeter and some of the more rural villages. The report also recommends seizing opportunities outside of the LEVI funding remit, such as integrating EV charge points into ESBC regeneration projects and trialling an innovative solar-powered pop-up charging hub in Uttoxeter, and using ESBC's planning authority to require EV charging capabilities above baseline standards. Finally, the report also suggests developing programmes to assist local businesses and taxis through the provision of advisory services and additional resources. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Councillor Fletcher, did you want to add anything? Have to agree. Any other comments or questions from members? Are you happy to move the recommendations? I'll second them. All those in favour? Thank you. Unanimous. Thank you, Sharon. So I think that concludes the public part of the meeting. So I will read out that in accordance with Section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraphs attached to the in brackets on the agenda. So can I thank the press for attending? Have a good evening. And can we move, I'll move that. Is that seconded? All those in favour that we move into part B? Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Pardon?
Can I ask a question? Some time ago,